Okay. Want to see the sugya here about matzah. Matzah shel tevel. We touched upon it, more than touched upon it with the Tos and Sukkah. So I want to see that, and if we have time, we'll do a little bit of Sukkah today or not. We'll pick it up on Sunday. And let's begin. Okay. The Mishnah says here, on Lamed Heim and Aleph, it says that, it's Lamed Vavim and Aleph. No, Lamed Heim and Aleph. Mishnah says there, you have to be able to make matzah, Elu Dvarim She'adam Yotzvin Chavasa B'Pesach. B'chitim Sa'orim B'kusmin B'shifon B'shibol Shua. In order to be, make matzah, you have to use the five species of wheat, of grain, which is wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. And the Ramah quotes from the Maharil, let's get this down, that there's an inilich achila to use wheat, specifically wheat. If someone has the Maharil, the Ramah quotes a Maharil that says specifically we should use wheat. Why? Because if someone has an allergy, of course they can use spelt or use rye or oats. But ideally one should use wheat. And the reason for this being is because the Gemara has that a child only has awareness of the parent at the time they appreciate wheat. There's an association of wheat regarding das. And therefore, he develops this whole theory, the Balatanya, that matzah is mechla dehemnusa. It's matzah that we show our belief in Emunah and Bitachon in Hashem. And wheat highlights that and accentuates that in a most real way. So therefore, there's an inyan lechachilo, because we're foreshadowing when we left Mitzrayim that we're going to get the Torah. And therefore, there's an inyan, he says, that's why the Ramah quotes the Ma'aril. If we say this Hasbro according to the Baal HaTanya, why, in fact, ideally should have wheat? And it makes sense. It's the first on the list. So that's what the Mishnah says. Then the Mishnah continues and says, Yotze b'demai, b'may sarisha shenit l'chumaso, b'may shesheni v'hektish sheniftu v'akonin b'chal l'betrumah. The Mishnah writes Yotze with demai, because Rov Ame Aretz are Ma'asrin Hain, so demai is questionably not 100% sure whether mices have been taken off. But Rov, if it has been, Ma'aserisha Shenit L'Trumaso, Ma'aserishon is the foods that a Levi is given by Yisrael, and he took off Trumas Ma'aser, gave it to a coin. Ma'aser Sheni is years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the 6-year cycle, where you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there, or if it's too heavy to carry, you redeem it on the coins, take the coins up to Yerushalayim and eat and buy Korban Shlomim, Basar V'Shechar. And then it says v'hektish sheniftu v'kohanim b'chala b'truma, and it says by hektish that was redeemed and kohanim b'chala b'truma. We know kohanim eat chala and they eat the truma. So you yotze matzah in any of these ways. What's the chiddush? It could be the chiddush of this mission is that even though there is a klal of enos and mitzvahs chavilas, even though there is a din that you're not supposed to fulfill two mitzvahs in one shot. The Rashbam writes later in Pesachim Akuf Beis and Beis because it's Mexican Masui. It looks like a burden. It's not proper to do mitzvahs to make them look like packages. But the bottom line is if you do that, you're yotze the mitzvah. So in all these cases here, you're yotze the mitzvah of matzah and you're yotze the mitzvah of demai, or to my Sharisha Shinit L'Trumos. If you're a Levi, you're even yotze. Both mitzvahs are not a proper thing to do. But the bottom line is we want to suggest the chiddush is you are yotze. Meaning to say, Einosim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas never makes it as if you're not yotze. It's just you didn't do the mitzvah in the most hidur way. It's like a shtickle bezayim. The Rashbam writes, you're making the mitzvahs look like masui. That's what we mentioned at Kuf Beis and Beis. Rashbam says in Psochim. And Toysin Moikot and Chesim Beis says a lack of kavana. Einosim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is a lack of kavana because you can't focus on doing both mitzvahs. But I want to bring out, Chiddush, what we want to suggest in this Mishnah is that what? Despite the fact that you're yotze two mitzvahs at the same time, the bottom line is that what? You are yotze, okay? It's not ideal, but l'maisa, you are yotze. Yes, Avram, go ahead. Yeah. In fact, the Gemara Moikot and Chesed Beis says that's the reason of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Gemara gives four reasons. That's one of the reasons. On that Gemara. Eino Simits Chavilis Chavilis. Okay? All right, very good. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says you yaitse. So that's what we want to suggest the Chiddush is, that it's never going to make a likuva if you're over that din. Then the Mishnah turns to the other side. And the Mishnah says, Avalo betevel, velo b'maisa risha shalo nitna trumaso, velo b'maisa shen of hekta shalo niftu. What does that mean? You're not yotze betevel, you're not yotze of maisa rishon that didn't have trumas maisa taken off, you're not yotze of maisa sheni, the hektish that wasn't redeemed. Okay, what does that mean? So we want to focus on the phrase of tevel. I do want to finish the line of the Mishnah, which we'll maybe, if we have time, we'll get to too as well. Okay? We'll get to as well. So what does this mean, this notion of lo betevel? So let's get it down. What does tevel mean? Okay? So tevel means when you have fruits and vegetables, we know the halach is that there's a din of trumas and maisers. Now, minat Torah, Rashi writes, Dagon tirosh v'yitzar, on wheat, on tirosh wine, and on oil. Dagon tirosh v'yitzar, Rashi holds, is a chiv d'arais on trumas and maisers. The Rambam writes, on any fruits, there's a chiv of trumas and maisers. Any peiros ha'ilin, apples, oranges, the Rambam says such a chiddush. And then there's a third sheet that the Ravik claims that only oil and only wine, but not grapes and not olives, okay? But I want you to know those three sheetas. Let's get the three sheetas. Let's get them down. So we won't write them down now, but Rashi, let's write it quickly. Rashi says, Dagon, Tirosh, the Yitzar, right? The Rambam says, all Paris Elam. There's a Chiv in a Torah of Trumos and Maisros. Kol Peros Elam. And then the third sheet is the Ravid that says, he says, Dagon. The Ravid says, Dagon. He says, Dagon. He says, Shemen. And he says, Yayin. Okay? Whereas the Rashi says, grapes and wine, and olives and oil. Both will be part of the chiv. But the chiv trumas and maisras, the chiv trumas and maisras only comes into play when there is a shame tevel. Now the Gemara comments in Sanhedrin on Pei Beis and Beis that if you eat tevel, you're chai b'sib d'shamayim. So if you eat tevel, you're chai b'sib d'shamayim. If a person eats tevel, you're chai b'sib d'shamayim. What is tevel? Tevel is the actual status that comes into play where you're chai of trumas and maisers. If something is not tevel, then the chi of trumas and maisers has not set in. So how do you get tevel? So I have fruits and vegetables. So if I have fruits and vegetables, you need three conditions to get to tevel. Number one, you need it to grow a shlish. It has to grow a shlish before it's harvested. The wheat, whatever it is, the fruits, the vegetables have to grow at least a third. Number two, you have to do miruach. You must pile it up together. Now I want you to get down, there's a machlok Rashi and Rama. Must you make it neat, the pile, shave it off on the top, or no, it can be also sloppy, as long as you pile everything together. And then number three, miruach is the same word as kri. And then number three is, you need what is called Re'ias Pnei Abayis. You have to bring it in your home. If you do all those three things, something is called tevel, and therefore if you eat the tevel, you're chai b'sib d'shamayim. At the same time that something becomes tevel, then the chi of trumas and maisras has set in. You cannot be mafresh trumas and maisras, for all intents and purposes, not for our topic now, before you have a shame tevel. Okay, some exceptions, but generally, I want you to know that. Generally not. And therefore, you must get tevel before what? Before your chayiv and trumas and maisers. That is the din. Halacha l'maisa. Now, there is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos. What are you doing when you mafresh trumas and maisers? You give the truma to the kohen. You give the maiser rishon to Levi. Everything else now becomes chulin, and I can eat it. Now, Rashi and Tosfos argue maybe in tevel there is truma. And by me dividing it up and separating it, rather, I create truma. Because the truma is already in there. Or do you say no? The truma was not in there, and my separation creates truma. Nafkamina might be in certain situations that might come up. The mice, will you be chai b'sib d'shamayim if you eat it before or not? We paskin truma anyway, you're chai b'sib d'shamayim. Okay? Maybe on Sunday we'll get to a nafkamina. We're not going to have time now. Okay, so there's a machloikis.
between what? Machlekes, what tevel? Not a machlekes. There are three conditions we need for tevel. This sets in the chiyuv trumas and lysis, and the chachamim were misakein. One sec, Avram. You can't play games and say, oh, I don't do these three conditions, let me eat and eat. We only allow lifnei tevel, rak, mutter, eroi. Temporary eating is permissible. Otherwise, that guy could, you know, obviate the whole thing. I'll eat a whole salad without being lifnei tevel, because not tevel yet. So they only allowed you to eat it as a snack or feed a behemoth. Feeding a behemoth is also considered to be okay. Okay, first Matthew and then Avram. Yeah, we had Akasha. Go ahead. Real quick, because we've got a lot to do. Go ahead.
I think that just answered one of them, but for ESPN bias, let's say I have an orange tree and I want to try one of my oranges in the field. I'm hungry. Before I did shlish and I did the put into a pile.
Snack would be okay.
Snack's fine.
But snack is okay.
And then two, just what's the difference by Trumas and Maaseros, the difference between Rashi and Ravid?
Rashi says Tirosh means wine and grapes.
Oh.
Yitzhar means olives and oil. Ravid says it only means wine and only oil. Okay? Very good. Yes, Avram, go ahead.
According to the Ravid, that was about the Truma and Meiser?
Yes, this is what Truma and Meiser says. I'm not tired.
That wasn't about
three sheetahs, okay?
Wait. Oh, so according to the Ravid, if you bring your grapes into your house and you did everything,
Midrabon in your chayiv, Trumas and Maaseros, but this is what your chayiv minat Torah, midiraisa. What is the scope of the chiyuv midiraisa of Trumas and Maaseros?
If you make it into wine, then now your chayiv
will take up. Yeah, you'll be chayiv in Trumas and Maaseros when it becomes wine. You mean if you made it wine already in your house, so you have to bring it outside and bring it back in to have a chiyuv minat Torah. Okay? No. The chiyuv Trumas and Maaseros will not set in.
So it's not
on wine. It'll just be Midravona. On wine, you have a chiv trumas and maizes. On grapes, you have a chiv trumas and maizes, only Midravona. So we're talking about what the scope is. Minat Torah.
Is it chulin? Are the grapes chulin when you bring them into your house?
There's no chalois trumas and maizes on grapes. You have no chiv trumas and maizes. Yeah, correct. It's not even chulin. There's no din tevel that comes on it. It's only the rabbanon. I'm talking on a level of your rice. That's all the rabbanon. Okay? All right, very good. So that's the din that the Mishnah brings out. This concept of tevel. Okay? This concept of tevel, halacha l'maaseh, maaseh sheni, and shelo hiftu. So the Mishnah really says, black out white, if you matzah shel tevel, it's bad. You're not yotze, correct? Let's finish the last few lines of the Mishnah. Few lumdis on this, and then we got to get to the sugya matzah shel tevel. What does the Mishnah conclude? Chalos atoida rekike nazar asan laatzmo ein yotzeben asan limkor b'shuk yotzeben. This is a very good, very important question. What are the three areas in halacha that we have matzah? Matzah for the seder, matzah for a korban toda, and matzah for a rekike nazar, for a korban of a nazar. Those are three different areas you have. Very interesting. Someone asks you, what are the three areas in halacha that we have about matzah? Those are the three areas. So the Mishnah has a fascinating case. Let's say you have a korban toda or kikei nazar, matzahs come along with them, and you made them for yourself. What's the din? You are not yotzeh by switching them for what? For the seder. If they were made for what? Korban toda or kikei nazar? That's it. You are not yotzeh. But if you made them to sell them in the shuk, that people need them, and you end up not selling them, then yotzeben, then it's fine. Okay? Then it's fine, halacha l'maisa. So it's considered to be good in that case. Now, the Gemara gives, and I want to just point this out very quickly. The Gemara gives on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara discusses this, and it's very interesting. Actually, it's on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk Shmartim Samatzis. And I want to just quote this. Let's get this short mahalach quickly, because it has a lot of ramifications. What's better to eat? Hand-baked matzah or shmura matzah? Machine-baked shmura. You need shmura no matter what. You should not have on your tables non-shmura during the seder. Okay? The Gaon says there's a Mrs. Kimis to eat shmura throughout all of Pesach. but the first two nights you have to eat shmura. We should not have non-shmura on our tables. Now, what is better? So there is a din on lamed chesem and beis. The pasuk says, "Yishmartem es hamatzos." You must guard your matzos. There's a notion of shmiru. So there's a very big machloikis what the purpose of shmura matzah is. There's a concept of lishma. Rashi claims shelo lahachmitz, so it shouldn't become chametz. That's what Rashi claims the purpose of shmura matzah is. Watch it well. Watch it well, says Rashi. On lamed chesem and beis. Watch it well, Rashi says. Shelo lahachmitz. Okay? That's the purpose of the lishma and the matzah. That's Rashi's shita. In fact, I want you to get this down. The Gemara has on lamed chesem and aleph three shitas, whether it's usher to soak the wheat, mutter to soak the wheat, or mitzvah. So the Rabbi says, what kind of mitzvah is it? He says, that's the nature of shmartim and samatzos. Soak them, watch them, be careful with them, and make sure they don't ferment. And the more points you do that, the more points you get in Shemayim, that you watched it well. That's what kind of a mitzvah it is. So the Ramban says that's what mitzvah lil tos means. Lil tos is a mitzvah to soak the wheat. Lil sos es achitim. So you see, that is Rashi's approach to Shmuru. Comes along the Rambam. Bless you. The Rambam claims, no. The Rambam says it's a din of lishma mamish. It's lishma to make this chefsa shall wafer into a mitzvah. How do I do that? I watch it carefully. I watch it very slow, very, very attentively. Just like there's a din lishma bless you on a get, there's a din lishma on a sefer Torah, there's a din lishma on a chefsa of matzah. And it's no longer a cracker or a wafer, it becomes a what? It becomes a chefsa shall matzah. Tosfos says in Pesachim on Chof Chesem is, it's not that there's Kedusha to it, it's not like a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, that Hashem, Hashem written on it, that's Tashmish and Kedusha, and you can't use it, you got to throw it, you got to bury it in the ground. Tashmish and Mitzvah, the Rav says, where Hashem's name is not written on it, and that you don't have to bury it when it gets bad. We don't have to. But we do it just till we put it in the garden, we put it in the basic forest, Sitzis, we don't have to, Mikaradin. So the din of Lishma is to make it a Chefzah Shel Mitzvah, Mamish. And that is not just simply to make sure that it doesn't ferment. And then there is a third approach called the Chiddushi Aran, where the Chiddushi Aran says, you know why we watch the matzahs? To show our chibuv, to show our love, lemitzvah, to show our endearment to the mitzvah. That's what the Chiddushi Aran writes in Masechta Sanhedrin. So there are three approaches in the Rishonim as to the nature of shmartim samatzis. What is the purpose of what? What is the purpose of us guarding it? Do you guard it, lemaisa, for what? To make sure that there's no chametz? Do you guard it to make sure there's a chefshe shel mitzvah? Or do you just guard it to show that what I'm interested, I show my endearment to the mitzvah? So a very good nafkamina is, if you have double kavana. A nafkamina would be here, if you have kavana kfulu. We just read this line in the Mishnah. Let's say I bake it in mind, the Mishnah had, I baked it l'shem toda, l'shem korban nazar. But what happens if I had double kavan in mind when I baked it? Would that be acceptable? I baked the matzah that I want to have the option to use it for the Seder. I want to have the option to use it for a korban toda or a korban nazar. Is that acceptable? So according to Rashi, you can't have chametz in either, but it's a practical concern. Why not? According to the Rambam, says the Noda Biyuda, it has to be baked exclusively for what? Matzah shel Pesach. And therefore, it cannot be what? Cannot be mixed with any other kavana. According to the Chiddushi Aran, maybe Pashup Shah would be okay as well. As long as I show my endearment, who cares whether I have another one? So that would be a very, very good nafkamina as to whether what the nature of this mitzvah is. See, the Mishnah's talking about where I baked it exclusively for Korban Nazar, for Korban Toda. And then you want to switch it over. But what as if from the very outset I had a double kavana? Would that be good or not? That speaks to what the nature of shmura matzah is. What is the nature of your guarding it? Another nafkamina is, very interestingly, I want you to get this down from the Taz. And that is, that the Taz writes that there are four stages in baking of matzah. You have number one, the ktsira. You have the harvesting of the wheat. Number two, you have the what? You have the grinding of the wheat, tchina. Number three, what do you have? Lisha, the kneading of the wheat. And what's number four? Number four is the afiyah. So I want you to get this. The taz is mechadesh.
What's the afiyah?
Baking, the actual baking. So the taz is mechadesh. Simi, let's get this. The taz is mechadesh. The following. By the first two stages, it's fine if a goy does it with a Jew supervising. Yisrael Omid al-Gabav. Yisrael Omid al-Gabav. That's acceptable. Why is that acceptable? Because the first two steps accentuate what? A notion to make sure it doesn't ferment. But the last two steps, the kneading and the baking, accentuate the lishma or the chibuv. That has to be done exclusively by Yid. Because goyim do it adaita de nafshe. They do it because they're being paid. They don't care about the ritual. They don't care about the religion, the halacha. So the last two is Yisrael Levad. So I want you to get that nafkamina down as well, the taz. Okay?
Why? Does that mean all lishma things a goy can't do?
A goy cannot produce any lishma, correct. If a goy is asked to write again, it's possible. Because he doesn't adaita de nafshe. Gemara says, beferish, in getting a chav bezim and aleph. So you see, Michal, the taz points out this split. For the first two steps, accentuates the fermentation. I want to make sure there's no leavening. So a goy is fine as long as a Jew watches him. But the last two are talking about the notion of lishma, which is to morph this into a chefesh mitzvah. That can only be done by a Yid. A goy cannot do that. This speaks to, and then we have to go on to our sugya, this speaks to, number three, what's better? Is it hand-baked shmura or is machine-baked? So the Rav used to always use machine-baked shmura. Why? Yad or machon? Yad is hand-baked, machon is machine. Because from the perspective of chametz, machines don't make mistakes. At least they're not supposed to. And therefore, human error, obviously, is much more common. And you're talking about a chiv karis, God forbid. So the Rav is more concerned about that. So if you view shmartim from Rashi's perspective, you understand why machine-baked is better. But if you view shmartim from the perspective of the Rambam or the Chiddushi Aran, you understand quite well why it's better that you bake it. Because pressing a button on the machine that Dvar Avram has a whole pilpul, is that considered to be lishma or not? Is that koach gavra? The Dvar Avram discusses at great length, do I fulfill lishma by pressing a button?
Who is the
Dvar Avram? Dvar Avram was the Rav that gave smicha to the Rav. The Kovna Rav. So he pilpuls whether pressing the button lishma. But I want you to get this. This is what it's all about. It's not just on preference or what tastes better. It's a halakhic question that really comes off this line of the Mishnah as to what the nature of lishma is. And the Gemara discusses it at great length on Lamaches Bez. Yad or machon? And it depends upon this shayla. I'm going to give you one more nafkamina, okay? Which is a fascinating nafkamina as well, about korech. Do you need shmura matzah for korech? Machlik is Ramam in the Rif. Very rare does Ramam in the Rif argue. But you need shmur matzah for the concept of korech. So what is the purpose of korech? What is korech? Well, we have a big machloikis, you know, which slot, and that's why I'm going to tell you right now, and let's get it down. You really should eat what, Matthew? You really should eat five kazesim at the Seder. You need to eat two for motzi matzah. Don, are you with me? You need to have two for afikomen, and you need to have one for korech. 2 + 2 + 1 is 5. So if it's shmura matzah machine, it's half. If it's hand baked, it's half. It's machine, 3/4. So you guys do your own math.
Half is 1 kazayis, half is 2 kazayis.
1 kazayis is half hand baked. Machine baked is 3/4.
The boxes.
The circle's hand baked. Half of that is a kazayis.
Isn't Rav Schechter's size much smaller?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. But I want you to get the five kazayim. Now, what is the purpose of korech? What is the purpose of korech? Zeichel what? Le korban pesach. Now, the korban pesach had two condiments. What were the two condiments? The basar korban. The matzah. No, the matzah and the maror. So when you eat matzah and korech, what is the purpose of the matzah? The matzah serves as a tanai. Because really, it's a condiment. It's ketchup and mustard to the real corned pesach. We don't have a corned pesach. So when you use a tanai, when you fulfill a tanai, is it possible that you need to have the following? According to Rashi, you have to make sure it's not chametz. According to the Rif, you have to have a chefs shomitzah. Whereas according to the Chiddush Aran, maybe I don't have to show my endearment to something that's only a tanai. I don't have to show my endearment to something that is the ikker. So maybe we'll have another nafkamina utilizing this Chiddush Aran, which we hadn't used yet. According to Rashi and the Rambam, you would need shmura for a korech. But maybe when I talk about chibuv, I don't have to show my endearment to a chefsa that is only a tanai. And therefore, maybe I would not need shmur for korech. We paskin. Of course you need shmur for korech. And we have to make sure that we have a major machloek yishonah. What do you fulfill Be'er Tochel Matzahs with? Is it motzi matzah? Is it korech? Or is it afikoman? There are all three shittas exist. So we're machmer to what? Teach shmur by all of them. And we're machmer to eat it with a seba, like we learned yesterday with afikoman. And we're machmer to eat the five kizesim. Okay? That's why you don't eat a lot of Erev Pesach, right? You wait. Taisa says in the first Taisa in Arei Pesachim that someone eats Shmur Matzah and Erev Pesach is Baal HaResos of Eis Chama, because he couldn't wait. He lived with his Kala before Nisuin. That's what the Yushalmi writes. The Pri Kadosh writes it's an Issud Yeraisa to eat Shmur Matzah and Erev Pesach. Most poskim say it's only the Rabbanan. Okay? So I want you to get this down. This all comes from that line of the Mishnah. Okay? And the Gemara discusses it at great length. Now, we got to get to what our sugya about Matzah Shel Tevel. Okay, let's turn now the Amud to Lamed Hamid base. Okay, let's turn to Lamed Hamid base. What does the Gemara say here? Let's take a look. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Everyone got it? First page in the packet. Tana Rabbanan. Let's see. Says the Gemara to Brisa. Tana Rabbanan. Yochel, I would think ye yotze adam yidechovaso betevel shulonitkan. I would have a havamina the Brisa says that some would be yotze tevel if it wasn't fixed. What does fixed mean? You didn't be mafresh trumas mitzvahs. Frek the Gemara called tevel nami lahalo niskin. What do you mean every tevel's not fixed? By the very definition, tevel's not fixed. Elo the Gemara says betevel elo betevel shlo nitkon called sarko. It was a tevel that not everything was removed from it. Not all the trumas and mitzvahs. Shenit lemena truma gadol lemena lemena trumas meiser. There was truma gadol removed from it, but there was no trumas meiser that the levi was given meiser. He didn't remove it with trumas meiser. Or we said, lo nit lumena trumas meiser, meiser rishon lo meiser sheni. Meiser rishon was removed, meiser sheni wasn't, vafilu meiser ani. Minayin, how do you know that that's bad? Tamal lomer lo sochol of chametz, mishi yisru mishum baal tochol of chametz, yatazeh sheni yisru mishum baal tochol, chametz el mishum baal tochol tevel. What does this say? What drasha does the Gemara bring up? No, before that, in the Lashon HaGemara. What does the Gemara say? In order to be Yotzei Matzah, what does it say? Lo socha lo chametz. That the food you're eating to be Yotzei Matzah could only develop potentially into an Isser Chametz. If there's another Isser there, then that disqualifies the Chefsa from being Kosher. And what is the other Isser here? Tevel. Tevel existed before even what? Before the Chametz. So therefore, we just dug up a brisa that told me matzah shel tevel is not good because of a specific drasha. And this was the drasha that we saw where? Tosos where? On Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph, we learned, right? Avram, remember? This is what Tosos asked at the end of the Tosos. Matzah shel tevel, why does the Gemara need to dig up a special drasha? This is the drasha. Tepukle mitzvah babaveira, right? Wasn't that Tosos kasha? And he blied by a kasha. This is the issue that Tosis quoted. Don, you got this? The only type of issue that can emanate and germinate and be created is on matzah is chametz. You watch it, then it doesn't develop in the chametz. If there's another issue thrown in there, done. And since there's tevel thrown in there, done. You are not yotze. That's the drush. Okay? Now let me ask you a question. Why do we assume, and it says beferish, yotzezesh ain't assume mishum baal tochel chametz? Why is the isser not mishum baal tochel chametz? Let's say, why is the isser not mishum baal tochel chametz? What would happen? The Gemara asked the kasha, v'isru the chametz leichen asla. Where did the isser of chametz vanish? Where did it vanish? Where did it go? It says the only isser that you can have on this is chametz. But if you have a case of tevel, that's the isser that's there. Isn't there also chametz that could be there too? Why can't chametz develop on this?
That's what the Gemara is asking. Where did the Isser of Chametz vanish? Why does the Gemara assume in the Braisa that the Isser of Chametz cannot develop if there is Tevel imbued on the Chefsa? The Gemara asks the Kasha. V'yisura de Chametz leichen asla. It's a great Kasha. Where did it vanish to? So the Gemara says an amazing pshat. Amr of Sheshes, Hamani, who's the Tana? Reb Shimon. Damer ein Isser chal Isser. Reb Shimon holds ein Isser chal Isser. The sign of Reb Shimon Omer. Let's see the next, the third page in the packet. Aochon nevela b'yom kippurim pater. What's the din? Let's get this, guys. Okay. It's a very, very important concept. Okay. What's halacha if someone eats a nevela on Yom Kippur? Nevela is a what's the definition of nevela? We don't skim. We get make sure we get everything clear. You kill a cow. You shoot it dead. It dies without shechita. That is a nevela. A nevela is it dies without shechita. It could die. It could what? Be shot dead, but it died without shechita. That's a nevela. All the chickens that are not kosher, Purdue chickens, are nevelas because they're not shechted. Okay, that's a nevela. So what does this mean? If someone eats nevela on Yom Kippur, you're potter. Eating on Yom Kippur, what's the din? If you do it b'mezel, let's say you chayiv koris. If you eat on Yom Kippur. So if you eat a nevela on Yom Kippur, he says you're potter. Why you're potter? Because on this piece of chicken, there already was what? There already was an isser what? You're right. There already was an isser nevela, which is a lav. The isser of Yom Kippur cannot be chal on it because ain't isser chal isser. Chal means take effect. The second isser cannot be chal on the first isser because it was usser already. Yes. Nevelas, you follow me? Listen, Donnie. The nevelas already usser. So when Yom Kippur comes in, you can't have an Isser Yom Kippur chal on it. Because ain't Isser chal is the first Isser's on it already. Who adin nami? The matzah shel tevel. The Isser of Chametz vanishes because it never can get started. Because the second Isser of Chametz cannot be chal on the chefsa because there's already an Isser of tevel. So the Gemara answers that's where the Isser of Chametz vanishes. It cannot start. And therefore, our mission is like who? Reb Shimon. That says you're not Yotza in the midst of Tevel. Why not, Izzy? Why aren't you Yotza in the midst of Tevel? Because why? Because in order to be Yotza Matzah, the only Issa that potentially can be used what? Chametz. But if there's another Issa in their Tevel, that's not good. You understand? So the Gemara is saying that the mission is a Libra Reb Shimon that holds Ain Isser Chal Isser. Yes, Donnie, real quick.
When it comes to Tevel
It's a good kasha. You're asking. It doesn't make a difference. Chametz is karis, tevel is chimis v'neshamayim, which is a little lower. But for purpose of enisar chalisar, the chomer of the onish doesn't make a difference. That's a different din. For ein isar chal isar, the level of onish does not make a difference. Okay, it's a good kasha. Does not make a difference. For other areas it might, but not for this area.
They're not the same time.
The Reb Shimon is holds ein isser chal isser. We're going to get to the chum in a moment. Okay? Yes, Izzy.
But isn't it two different types of isser? Because on one there's an isser on the actual food. It's a nevela. But on Yom Kippur there's an overarching.
Okay, that's the next line of the Gemara. Reb Shimon doesn't care about that. You're driving in the chacham. Okay, that's what we saw. That's the chumim sheet. Okay, we're going to get to the chum. But Reb Shimon doesn't care. Ein isser chal isser. Okay. It's a good point. That's the next sheet. Go ahead, Matthew.
What's this far to saying anis or chal iser ever, and not just always saying kimle rabbi b'nei?
Well, kimle rabbi b'nei is legabi what? Legabi being onshin. That's all. Then if you have a chiv misa and a chiv mom, and a chiv misa wipes away the chiv mom. It's a completely different concept. Okay. All right. You got me. All right. Very good. Clear, Izzy? You got this? Okay. Says the Gemara. Now, what's interesting, before we even read on in the Gemara, you guys should have been bothered by this. That Tosis in Sukkah that we learned, right, we chazered over, correct, is a little bit troublesome. No? Because it seems like Matzah shall tevel, you are not what? Tosis said you're not Yotze. 1 second here. If this line of the Gemara, Matzah shall tevel, you're not Yotze, according to who? According to Shimon, but according to the Chumash, we're going to see you Yotze. So that's what we're going to have to see, guys. According to the Chachamim, is Matzah Shel Tevel really good or not? According to Shimon, it's not good. But the way the Gemara says it now, according to the Chachamim, it should be good. Why?
Wait, is the Ochon Avela of the Mezid Potter or only Shogeg?
It doesn't make a difference to my son. This is sir. Let's say he did it b'mezid. Doesn't make a difference. Shogeg also doesn't make a difference. He's Potter from bringing a Chattis.
So you could.
He's potter from miyachatas. He's potter from miyachatas. Same thing.
Theoretically, if you wanted to eat on Yom Kippur, if you knew it was tevel.
No, it's still. There's 2 days in the Gemara and you vomit, whether there's an onus or just it's usher. Definitely usher. You can't eat it. You can't eat it because it's a nevela. Question is you're eating, would you also be usher for Yom Kippur as well? Do you have to clap al chay? You're not getting an onus in this world, but the question is there an isser? Yeah. That's 2 days in the Gemara and you vomit, taf lamed dalet. When you say in isser achilis, is the isser chal, or does it mean that there's no isser at all, like you're saying? You're asking very good. Okay? But for our purposes, it's clear according to who? It's clear according to the Chachamim that what? The Reb Shimon holds, what would you say according to the Chachamim? We're going to get the next, what, before we get to the next line of the Gemara. Izzy, what do the Chachamim say? They hold the second Isser Ischal. So what would they say? They hold the Isser of what? Of Chametz would be Chal and a Tevel. So what would be the Din? So Matzah Shel Tevel should be what? You should be Yotze, right? Because what is the marker of Matzah Shel Tevel? The only Isser can be what? Can be Chametz. If there's also Tevel, what do we say? Then it's not an isser. Again, why is matzah shel tevel a problem? Why is matzah shel tevel a problem? What was the drasha? That the only potential isser that can be for matzah would be chametz. If you throw another isser in, then what? Then it's not good. So the Gemara says, where'd the other isser go? The other isser, what is ein isser chal isser? Chametz cannot be chal on tevel. So it usurped it. You know what I mean by usurping? The tevel's on the chefsa before the chametz can get to it. So therefore you can't be yotze. That's only according to Reb Shimon. Plug it in now. That's what Reb Shimon says. Ein isser chal isser. Okay? So therefore, halacha lamaisa, according to the chamin, according to Reb Shimon, you're not yotze. What would you say according to the chamin? Chum hold yesh isser chal isser. You know what they hold? They hold yesh isser chal isser. What does yesh isser chal isser mean? The three exceptions to the rule. Let's write them down quickly. What are the three exceptions to the rule that yesh isser chal isser? The bas achas, if they happen at the same time. Isser mosif, if the second isser is adding on something usser. And number three is isser kola. Like we're going to focus on kola.
That covers everything.
No, it doesn't cover everything. I'll tell you right now. Says the Rav Shimon, three exceptions to the rule.
To yesh or to
ain? No, the Chachamim hold, if you have these three exceptions, you'll say yesh, isser, chal, isser. Shimon holds ain, isser, chal, isser all the time, no matter what. Rav Shimon holds ain, isser, chal, isser all the time. Chachamim say yesh, isser, chal, isser, if it's one of these three cases, where the second isser is happening the same time as the first one, or it's a mosif or it's a kola. So listen to this.
What's a mosif?
Most of it just like Isser HaNa, but let's focus on kola.
Wait, so what's an example?
All the other foods in the world are Asr and Yom Kippur. Like you said, get it down. So since all the other foods are Asr and Yom Kippur, also the Nevela is Asr. So you can be nailed for Yom Kippur as well when you eat a Nevela. Because I'm what? Because I'm since I can Asr all the other foods in the world, I can get through the back door also what Asr the Nevela. So too Chametz. Chametz is what? Asr and anything in the world, that's what Chametz. So too here, I can get it on Tevel as well. That's called an Isser Kolo. Most of it is an Isser Hanah.
So it's like when bread collectively as a whole is usser than any.
Correct.
Other bread.
Exactly. And therefore it can get the back door and get Tevel as well. This is the sheet of the Chachamim. Please get it. So according to this, is it Matzah Shel Tevel is good or not good?
Not good.
According to the Chachamim.
Not good.
Not good. Of course it's good. Why is it good? Because what's the rule? The rule is that you can only what? Be yotze with matzah that what? That has another what? Has another isser with it, yes? So therefore, tevel you throw in is not good. According to Reb Shimon, yes? So Reb Shimon says you're not yotze. Ain what? Ain isser chal isser. Because the isser chametz never got there. There was an isser tevel on it first. Again, what is the rationale for matzah to be yotze? This is not easy, guys. I want you to get this, though. What is the rationale, the rule for matzah to be yotze with? That potentially it could become chametz. But if it already got usurped with tevel, you're done already. Do you understand? If tevel already is imbued on the schefza before the chametz comes, then it's done already. There's another isser there. But according to the chachamim, how do I save it? According to the chachamim, how do I save it? Because an isser chametz can be chal on it. How is an isser chametz that's chal on it? Based on the fact that it's an Isser what? Isser Kola, correct. Yeah. So according to the Chachamim, Matzah Shel Tevel is good or not?
It's good.
It's good, because why? I got to an Isser Chometz. I don't care whether there's an Isser Tevel as well. One sec, Avram, okay? Real quick, go ahead.
Is Ein Isser Chalizer only on Chetzas or also on an action that violates multiple Averos?
Well, we're talking about Chetzas, on Chetzas, okay?
And
all right, look at...
over multiple Averos. But you could do, somebody could potentially do an action which...
Yeah, if they're Babas Achas, then there's no problem. But if there's an Isser already that's set in on a Chefsa first, then the other Isserim cannot be Chal unless you have one of those three things.
Like if somebody is stitching Shabbos on Shabbos, they would be over Shabbos and
they would be... That's not on the Chefsa though.
Yeah, so that would be...
Yeah, we're talking on the Chefsa. On the Chefsa.
Right.
Okay,
can you just give one example of what an Isser looks like?
I said Hana. Isser Hana. Certain things are an Isser Achila. Chometz is an Isser Achila and an Isser Hana. So it's being Mosif.
Oh, okay.
Tevel only has an Isser Achila. Isser Mosif is adding an Isser Hanah. It's good kasha. Very good. Okay, let's look inside the Gemara. Now the Gemara makes it about face. Rav Amar Afilu Teimer Rabbanon. Wow. Mishi Yisuru Mishum Baal Tocho Chametz Bilvad. Yatsa Zeshen Yisuru Mishum Baal Tocho Chametz Bilvad. Ela Af Mishum Baal Tocho Tevel. So what's the Gemara saying now? What does the Gemara say in Amar Avina? That our Mishnah could even be according to the Rabbanon. Because what do the Rabbanon say?
Yeah,
what do the Rabbanan say? Even though an Isser Chometz can be imbued on the Tevel, but what? In order for Matzah to be Yotze with it, must be exclusively a what? Isser Chometz. If you add another Isser, you're done. So now our Mishnah can even be according to the Rabbanan. Now our Mishnah can even be according to the Rabbanan. So the Gemara asks, that's not true. Midi Bilvad, Siv? Does it say in your Chumash Bilvad? Doesn't say Bilvad. What's Bilvad mean?
Only.
Alone. Only, very good math. It doesn't say chametz alone. You see the Rabbi Kivager, he quotes the Rosh and Taurus. I looked it up. He actually says, the Rosh and Taurus, who got me the Maseches needed? Who got me the Maseches needed? Avram. I found the Rosh at the beginning of the Mishnah, and the Rosh actually quotes a drush where it says Bilvad. So Rabbi Kivager saying, you know what he's asking? He's such a buck in shas. He knew the Rosh and Taurus says, how can the Rosh make such a drush? It's against this Gemara. We don't make drushes Bilvad on our own. But the Rosh is talking a different category, a different landscape, and he makes such a drasha. So Rabbi Kivager said, "Hi, you're against this Gemara." Unbelievable. I found it there, Avram. It's at the beginning of the Mishnah. So what does the Gemara say? Ele machvarta kiruv sheishes. What's machvarta mean? What's machvarta kiruv sheishes mean? Wipe the slate clean, it's like Rav Sheishes. Go back to the first answer. What's the first answer?
That's Rav Shimon.
That it's Rav Shimon. So, Lamaisa, when you walk away from this sugya, what would you say? When you walk away from the sugya, what do you say? I would say matzah shel tevel. Let's get this down. Come on, there's a lot. We got it. We got to move now. Matzah shel tevel. What's the din? You're not yotze according to who? Reb Shimon. But according to the chumah, I would say what? You are yotze. Get this down. That's what the Ritva writes. Ladina. The Ritva writes Ladina. Matzah shel tevel. You are yotze. Because this mishnah is only a libra to who? Only a libra to Reb Shimon. Says the Ramban, and this is what the Torah says. It says the Ramban. In the Chidushim here, says no. According to the Chachamim, you are not Yotze as well, but for a different reasoning. Called Mitzvah Baba Aveiru, which is only a Psul Derabbanan, says the Ramban. Get this down. He claims Mitzvah Baba Aveiru is only the Rabbanan, like that Tyson and Sukkah Daf Tesman Af we learned. So he says that Mitzvah Baba Aveiru is only a Psul Derabbanan, according to the Chachamim. According to Shimon, Matzah Shavtev is a Psul Derabbanan. That's what the Ramban writes. However, the Ramban in the Melchamas Hashem in Pesachim Dav Zayin Amarav seems to conclude, like the Ritva, that Matzah shall tell you would be Yotze. He seems to retract from what he says in the Chidushim, and in the Melchamas Hashem he seems to conclude that you are Yotze. Like the sheet of who?
Ritva.
Like the sheet of the Ritva, correct. Even though he worked hard, he worked very hard to say, Lamaisa, that it should be a problem. But Lamaisa, he seems to say, Lamaisa, he backs out of it and says, you would be Yotze. So why don't you get that down? Well, we read the Gemara, the Ritva Takin concludes like this, and the Ramban seems to retract from what he says in the Chidushim and says to the Mechamas, you would be Yotze because Korna Chametz good. However, I gave you the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Pirkei Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Pirkei Vav Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Beferish, that if you eat Matzah Shel Tevel, you are not Yotze. The Rambam says, you are not Yotze. And the Rambam writes in the Perish Mishnayos in the Nedarim, which I gave you, Perik Beis, The Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayos in the Dharm, he's talking about a different in a different landscape completely, but he says, what happens on the Lel Seder? That all you have is what? Matzah Shel Isser. What does he say you do? Lel Seder, all you have is Matzah Shel Isser, namely Tevel. He says, you are not Yotze because of Mitzvah Haba Baveri. He says, Mitzvah Haba Baveri. So it comes out, Ritva, Matzah Shel Tevel, Yotze, Ramban, also Yotze Basov, even though by us in the Chidushim, he says it's a problem in Rabbanon. Achein, Hacha, Tzachin, he says in Rabbanon lo Yotze, because he holds like that place in Sukkot Aftes. And then we have the Rambam that says you're not Yotze, and he doesn't tell you why in the Yad HaZaka, but what does he say in what the Perush Mishnayos in the Dharam? What does he say in the Perush Mishnayos in the Dharam? Mitzvah Abba Baveir. Mitzvah Haba
Baveir. Mitzvah
Baveir
still means you're not
Yotze. Yeah, you're not, definitely not Yotze. Mitzvah Haba Baveir. Definitely not Yotze. Okay, now don't get me wrong on this. Please get this. According to the Ritva and the Ramban, even though you're Yotze the Mitzvah Matzah, you still did an Aver of eating Tevel. No doubt about that. Question is, did it blow up the Mitzvah Matzah? It did not, according to the Ritva and the Ramban. Okay? Now the question is, the Rambam says it's possible because of Mitzvah Haba Baveir. So we got to ask ourselves, according to the Ritva and the Ramban, why is it not a problem Mitzvah Baba Aveir? Why don't they say it's a problem Mitzvah Baba Aveir? So get this. Number one, you could say Ritsui. You only say Mitzvah Baba Aveir on Ritsui. And Matzah is not Ritsui. That's number one, you could say. But the Ramban didn't like that. And number two, you could say that Mitzvah Baba Aveir was only what? You could say number two, that what? That Mitzvah Baba Aveir maybe doesn't even exist, which is a gigantic Kiddush. But the Sefer HaShlomo, maybe we had Shittus, the Sefer HaShlomo.
Okay,
this is Min HaTorah. This is Min HaTorah.
No, but the Ramban is Yotze. He'd say because you're Yotze Min HaTorah, but maybe...
I understand. That's what he says over by us. But I'm saying, according to the Svaras that they include the Yotze, what about Mitzvah Baba Aveir? Either you say Mitzvah Baba Aveir is only said by Ritsui, and Matz is not Ritsui. Get this down. Number two, you could say what? Maybe Mitzvah Baveir doesn't exist, like this Shmuel Shita, which is a Kiddush that Shlomo said. And now I'm going to tell you number three. Okay, let's get the Svaras down why you don't say Mitzvah Baveir. Number one, Ritsui. Okay? What is your first name? Ephraim. Ritsui meant, you know, there's certain mitzvahs that engender Ritsui, appeasement, between Hashem and the Jewish people, like Korbanos, like Lulav and Shofar. Any other mitzvah, you don't say Mitzvah Baveir. The Ritva quotes Balei Tetz, which you don't have on the daf, that limits the only mitzvah that engender Ritsui. Any mitzvah outside of that, like matzah, sukkah, or not Ritsui, you can't say Mitzvah Baba Aveir. So maybe that's a svara why they don't want to say Mitzvah Baba Aveir. It's a chiddush. That's number one. Number two, you could say, Lo Sover, Mitzvah Baba Aveir, which is a tremendous chiddush to say, but there were Rishitas that we had that said that. There's a day in Yerushalmi, Shmuel, we said also, according to Menri Shonim. And there were many sugyas that said, right? On Banachri, all those sugyas didn't mention it. Sukkah Zulah didn't come up. Remember all those sugyas? I'll tell you another svara that the Ramban himself says. Let's get the Ramban. The Ramban gives a third shot. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says that you don't say Mitzvah Baba Aveira because it's Biyotol Lesakin. Excellent. Because this is remedy. This aveir is not permanent. You could be mafreshit. Because tevel is not what? Come on, Sim. Tevel is not what? Tevel is not considered a muksa on Shabbos because it's biyotol l'sakin. Because you can be mafreshit. Since you can be mafreshit, it's not a permanent isser. Since it's not a permanent isser, it's biyotol l'sakin. And therefore, he says, if it's biyotol l'sakin, that's not called a mitzvah baba aveir. Mitzvah baba aveir is an aveir that's going to last and will be what? Indelible. This aveira I can fix up because why? If I'm mafresh, trumas, and maestris, it won't be a problem of mitzvah baba aveir. That status of tevel will be fixed. So I was wondering, where did Ramban get this from? That biyotol l'sakin should be able to get rid of a mitzvah baba aveir. So I found, Baruch Hashem, the Teres Chesed. It's quoted here in the Dvar Shmuel, says, because it's in the Gemara. And I thought it was beautiful. Do you guys remember the Lashon of the Gemara? Mitzvah Baba Aveira? What did it say?
Aveira Mitzvah.
No, but what it was a Lashon? Veveisim is a gazel v'sipiseach. Ma what?
In the
Ma pisech leisle, ma gezel leisle takanta, pisech leisle takanta. Ah, but this has a takana. You see, that's totally not having a takana. But if you have a takana, it's not mitzvah bobaveira. Isn't that moirinik? I was so bothered by it. Why should that make a difference, biyotel asake? But it's in the Gemara. It's in the Mukher. That's what the Torah Chesed writes. I'll read you his lashon. It's amazing. He said, where did that come from? I was so happy when I saw the svar. He says, "Behezbra hadvarim, kasev b'teres chesed rochem simin lamin de mitzvah baberi afinim esukin she never veisim es gazel es pisech es achayla gazel dumini pisech ma pisech leis leitakant av gazel leis leitakant ma sheki bishur is leitakant leik el meiluf v'lachein tevel kevich yeshul avrish min chumz vayis lo havin mitzvah babavera mamish. It's moiridik. No, there's no problem mitzvah babavera. Avrim, you hear this? That's the Chiddush. That's what the Ramban is Mechadish. Unbelievable. That's what he wants to claim. Okay? So it comes out that you could suggest a new Sfar of Yodel Asak, and it comes from the actual essence of Mitzvah Babavera. Gezel leis leitakanta, pisech leis leitakanta. But this is Yodel Asak, so it's not a Mitzvah Babavera. So that's why they want to say what it's good. That's why they want to say Halacha L'maaseh it's good. However, who do we hold like? Usually we hold like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch, we don't hold like this, that matzah shel tevel is good. We were mazbe with those who shine him. But the Rambam writes, matzah shel tevel is unacceptable. Because of mitzvah babaveri. The Rambam, Mechaber would follow the Mechaber. Halach lomais, he says, you're not yotze. Now, the Rambam said in the Pirush Rashi, because of mitzvah babaveri. He doesn't hold any of these things. You don't need to be ritzui. You know, he holds a mitzvah b'avera, and if it's b'yotel asak, it doesn't make a difference to him. Still a mitzvah b'avera. What I want to just point out to you is the following, and that is, how does the Rambam read our Gemara? Because at the end of the day, according to our Mishnah, it's only according to Reb Shimon. According to the Chum, it shouldn't be a problem, right? How does the Rambam read our Gemara? So I want you to get this down. And it's very critical what we're saying, because we hold like the Rambam. How does the Ram read our Gemara? According to the Chumash, it should be good. So, number one, you could suggest, get it down. Matthew pointed out the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says the Ram had a different sugya. The sugya in the seventh Pirk of Brachas. Sugya in the seventh Pirk of Brachas says that the Chum say that Tevel is bad. You don't do a Zimun on Tevel. People ate bread of Tevel, you don't bench. There's no dinner, you might bench, but you don't do a Zimun. So you see, according to the Rambam has a different Mishnah. Maybe there's different Chachamim over there. They argue with the Chachamim here.
Where's this Gemara?
It's a Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the seventh parish. Shlosh Shachlu. So that's the Magen Mishnah. But I want to give a different shot. Okay, you could say there's another sugya out there that held that Tevel was a problem. Halach Lamaisa, even though it's talking about Zimun over there, but maybe that's an example of Mitzvah Babavera. Okay, it's an example of Mitzvah Babavera. Problem is, the Gemara said it was predicated on Enes Achal Isser. If you hold Yesh Achal Isser, then it shouldn't be a problem. So the Rambam came up with a new Sfar, Mitzvah Babaver. Where'd he get it from? Maybe he got it from that Mishnah Brachas number one. But I'll tell you another thing. The Miri writes here, Divra Maskum Ima, he says the Gemara should not be treated L'maisa L'halacha. He says, Mashadokta Gemara L'mechvar Tekir of Sheshis, Lo Linin Halacha L'kedir HaSugya. Meaning the Sugya really wasn't slugging up. The sugya wasn't really slugging up. Who was it? Ravina, correct?
Yeah.
It was Ravina. The Gemara really wasn't slugging him up, lahalacha. Gemara just said, okay, Bilva. That's how I want to answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha. Remember Rabbi Kivager asked on the Rash, what are you quoting Bilvat for? The Gemara rejected that, right? He's quoting a new genre of a drasha, Bilvat. Rabbi Kivager asks on the Rash, it was rejected in the Gemara. No. According to the Miri, it was not rejected. The Gemara was just saying, Bederech Pilpul. But lahalacha, it stuck. So Mimela, Rabbi Kivager, the Rash knew that. That's the way the Rash learned our Gemara. I want to say Shtugel Torah. So according to the Rash, Lamaisa, you see that what the Gemara stuck. And therefore, if the Gemara stuck, that's how the Rambam read our Gemara. The Mishnah is not just according to Reb Shimon. It's even according to the Chumash. Why, Avram? Because Bilvad is part of the Drasha. If you add another Isser besides Chumash in there, you add Tevel there, the whole thing blows up. You're not Yotze.
And it's not because
What I'm saying is that the Ram in the Perish Mishraes wrote Mitzvah Babavera. You could say the Yadach HaZak, where he doesn't give a reasoning at all, maybe you could say it's because of this drasha that is found. Okay? Now, based on all this, One sec. You got what I'm saying? Matthew, get this down.
I don't get the Mihiri so well.
No, the Mihiri is just saying when the Gemara says El Mechvar Tikar of Sheshes, who said the Mishnah is only from Rav Shimon, it only meant Keder Chsugya, men in Lomdas. It didn't mean Halach Lamaisa. Halach Lamaisa will stick with Bilvad.
Oh, it's...
We'll stick with Bilvad. So that's why I'm saying...
But how could we say that Berderech Lomdas, it's not okay, but Berderech Halacha, it's okay?
They're saying the Gemara is just Doichin in Pilpul. That's all.
But in
the Halacha, it sticks. But that's why I'm answering Rabbi Kiveir's kash on the Rash.
Yeah,
because the Rash gives a drasha of Milvad. Rabbi Kiveir says we reject. No, we didn't reject it.
Yeah.
We did not reject it. You follow me? Oh, based on this now, let's go back to our Taisus. Okay, let's go back to our Taisus. And this gets into what you had asked before on Matthew. Oh, listen to this, guys. You had asked before, what do we say in Taisus and Daf Lamed? The end of the Taisus. Taisus says, Matzah shel tevel is aser. You're not Yotze. What do you need a fancy drasha for? What do we say, Avram? Typically, learn not from based on mitzvah, blah, blah, blah. And he blied by Akasha, right? He blied by Akasha. We actually gave the answer in Chazara, Biyotel Asaka. We gave that answer. You remember that? We did give that answer. Biyotel Asaka. Now, I'm thinking to myself the following. What was Taisus asking? You could say he's asking in Korner of Shimon. No. When you're reading along the Taisus, that's why you got to look up every Gemara. When you're reading along that Taisus, you think that's an accepted din. Based on our whole Shtickle Torah, what do you mean? The Rabban and the Ritva conclude Matzah Shetavel is good anyway, no?
Yeah.
So you could say maybe Taisus is asking a Libet of Shimon. That's possible. Or you could say what? He was learning like who? Like we just said, like the Meiri, that it's even according to the Chumim, either based on the fact that there's a Drasha, because that's what he quoted, no? That's what he quoted. You follow me, Aaron? What was his Okasha? But the fact is, why do you need that drasha? So I'm saying, I want to say, either you could say Taisus was asking the Kasha only according to Shimon. You understand what I'm saying? Or he was asking like the Chumet, he learned the Gemara like who? Like the Meiri. You got me? Oh. So this leads us to the following. Matthew brought it up. We had said that Taisus is very bothersome. Because earlier in that same Taisus, what did Taisus say? The mitzvah of Bava Ver is not limited only to what? To Kachim, but it applies to what? Applies to all mitzvahs. Remember he proved the Raya from Chala? Remember he proved it from Chala? Remember at first glance he said Bracha. So I point out to Rav Shekhar Shlita, he said it was a beautiful pshat. No, Taisus means you're not yet to the Chala. You're not to the Chala, now you're to the mitzvah of Chala. Even though, remember Taisus was talking about Bracha? Bracha's only the Rabbanan. How's he trying to prove it applies to all mitzvahs the Raisa? He meant Chala. You understand what I'm saying? The Bracha on Chala is inappropriate because you're not yet to the mitzvah of Chala. Correct? So you see from Taisus that what? That mitzvah above applies to all what? All mitzvahs. Yes? All mitzvahs, not just kachim. But what did Taisus say the definition of mitzvah above avera was? Ephraim, we said the Taisus Adara was that the avera enables you to do a mitzvah. You steal a luluv to enable you to do a mitzvah. Matzah shel tevel. The avera of tevel is never enabling you to eat the matzah. So we said it was a steer in Taisus. How does Taisus ask that kasha? Oh, so he said like this from the Shagas Aryeh. I want you to get this down. And it's a segue into the Asid HaCholot HaSeh. I want you to get this down. We said it's a steer in Taisus. So we said like this. How does Mitzvah Baba Vera coexist with Asid HaCholot HaSeh? Esed docholot haseh, I do a mitzvah out of Ava, esed is out of Ava, a body by a lav is yira. Ava versus yira, Ava wins, says the Ramban. It's only when it's be'idna. The same time I wear the kilayim, I'm yotzeh the mitzvah of sitzis. The esed is docholot lav. So esed docholot haseh is only said when there's simultaneity, when there is be'idna. Mitzvah baba veira applies when it's shalom be'idna. Okay? That is the distinction you got to get. Shalom be'idna. Okay? Be'idna is what? Essay. Doka. Lotase. And what is shalom be'idna? Mitzvah abba ba'vera. Mitzvah abba ba'vera. However, what happens if you have a situation where you cannot say essay doka lotase? Namely, by what tevel? What is the punishment for tevel, we said? Chiyuv misa bidei shamayim. Says the Shagas Aryeh that an essay cannot be docha lav sheesh bochi of misa b'deshamayim. Cannot. Because the Gemara says black on white in Yevamos. Ese cannot be docha lav sheish bo karis. The only time an ese is docha lo tase is what? Sitzis and kilayim. Kilayim, what is there? What is the punishment for kilayim? Only a lav. An ese can only be docha lav. If there's anything else there, if there's misa v'dishayim or karis, you're done. Now the Gemara says a black and white by karis. Misa v'dishayim is not no Gemara. But the Shargashari and Suman Sadivov Dir Maskavata says, you know what? An essay cannot be docha lav shiyesh bo chiyuv misa v'dishamayim. So there you have it. You cannot say essay docha lo tase because why? The lav is too strong. So then you fall back to track two of mitzvah b'avaver. What's track two? That it's be'idna. That when it's be'idna, and that's why Tosis has his kasha, why do you need a fancy drush for matzah shel tevel? Just learn off of mitzvah b'avaver. Because there's two tracks in mitzvah b'avaver. You follow me? So if you are of the approach of all these Rishonim against the writ from the Rabban that say matzah shel tevel, you are not yotze. Like it says in the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch probably follows. You are not yotze. What do you do with ese dochel lo tase? Why don't you say ese dochel lo tase? At the same time I eat the tevel, which is the lav, Izzy, I'm eating matzah, which is a mitzvah ese. Why don't you say ese dochel lo tase? So what's the answer? What's the answer? The answer is because the S is not docha lav sheish bochiv mitzvah shemayim. And what am I left with? Mitzvah b'avaver, like the Rambam writes. Or what? Or the fancy drusha that we have. Or the fancy drusha that we have. You could say one of the two. Because the Rambam doesn't tell you. In the Yad HaChazak, he doesn't tell you. In the Perish Mishnah, it says mitzvah b'avaver. He also could tell you based on this drusha as well. But it could also be mitzvah b'avaver. Or you could read the Mishnah like the Ramban says. Mitzvah b'avaver is only apostles at min Rabbanan, the drush apostles at min Atayra. That's the way the Ramban wanted to read the Mishnah for those who say it's not Yotzeh. That was before the Ramban retracted. You follow me? So I want you to get this down. That's why you would not say Eseh Dechalot Haseh. Because it's considered to be a lav sheish bochiv mitzvah nishram. But there are other answers I want you to get. What are some of the other answers that I want you to get? It's late. You ask me after because we've got to do Chumash. Okay? What are some other answers that we don't say Eseh Dechalot Taseh? Please get it. So, this Shagas Aryeh, is there any Rishon that says like the Shagas Aryeh? Yes. The Tosos Chachmei Anglia says that Eseh is not a Dechalot Taseh Sheish Bo Karis. Sheish Bo Chiv Misavir Shamayim. The Tosos Chachmei Anglia, the Baal HaTos is written in England, says exactly like the Shagas Aryeh. He says it beferish. So that's one shot. Then I gave you two other. I gave you a Tyson Kedushin. What does Tyson Kedushin say? Why you won't say Eseh Dechalot Taseh? Any essay that's Koda Matan Torah, Izzy, cannot be Dochalav that's after Matan Torah. When is the mitzvah bear of Dochalamatzis? That was in Bo, before Matan Torah. It cannot be Dochalav after Matan Torah. That's the Lav of Tevel. That's one answer. So what's another answer that Tyson gives in Kedushin? Then we make a gzeira. What's a gzeira? That kzayas sheni. The kzayas rishon you have an essay to be docher lav, but the kzayas sheni you're done with the mitzvah essay. All you're left is on the lav. So they made a gzeira you can't do it. They made a gzeira you can't do it. You follow me? So it comes out halacha lemaisa that what we if you hold like the Rambam, don't bother me by essay docher lav tasei. How many answers do we have? We gave three answers already. Why you cannot say essay docher lav tasei? One is because of chiyuv mitzvah shamayim. Number two is because why? Number two is because why? It's called a Matan Torah, Acher Matan Torah. And number three is that there was a Gzeira. I want to give it to you the Or Samech. What does the Or Samech say? That Eseh Docha Lo Taseh is only on what? An Eseh cannot be Docha Lo Taseh if there's a Chefse, Isra Chefse in the Achila. There's a Tzivui not to eat it. There's a Tzivui not to eat Tevel. So you can't say Eseh Docha Lo Taseh on an Isra Chefse. You only say Eseh Docha Lo Taseh when it's on the Gavra. But it's on the Chefse, you cannot say it. You cannot say it. I'll give you a mushel. You know, there's a mitzvah says to eat the marrow bone, to eat the marrow of a bone. You can't break the bone on a Korban Pesach. How do you get to the marrow? You got to break the bone. It's a lav. But I can do it because I'm breaking the bone to do an essay to eat the marrow. You understand what I'm saying? I'm allowed to get to break the bone to get to the marrow. That's considered to be permissible. Because the Isser is after the Torah told me to be over the Isser in order to fulfill the mitzvah of eating the marrow. Here there's an Isser of eating Tevel. Don't eat matzah or something else. Can't say Eseh Dechalot Taseh and Nitzur Chefsa. You can't say Eseh Dechalot Taseh and Nitzur Chefsa. I mean, the Karen Orer writes, Lomais, the Eseh doesn't have to be on this matzah. Eat another matzah. Mashenkin, Basar Kutchim, there's an mitzvah to eat this Basar Kutchim. So there's a koch of esed b'dochen olav. You don't have to eat this matzah, eat another matzah. So the different svaras that we can give as to why what? The different svaras that we can give as to why what? There's no what? There's no din esed d'cholot asay. Okay? But according to the shittas that say your yotzeh, according to the rabbanan, it's fine. And it's not a problem. It's above there. You can say anything as far as. And you can also say esedoch alotaseh. That so would support why it's good. If you hold it's good. Okay. This leads us to the following. Then we got to get to Chumash. You know, Reb Svipa said Frank has interestingly in his sefer bought it in. What have you ever heard of the Gzer Darabah? What's Gzer Darabah?
Hakadosh.
What's Gzer Darabah? Are you allowed to shake the lulav on Shabbos?
You don't come to do more.
You won't come to take it to Rosh Hashanah and go to a chacham and teach you how to do it. You don't blow the shofar on Shabbos as well. You don't do the Megillah on Shabbos as well. You might go to a baki. Take a look at Membeis and Membeis. I want you to get this down. Why is there no Gzeir Rab on matzah? We eat matzah Friday night Seder, first Seder. It's a great kasha. Why was there no Gzeir Rab on matzah? Because...
why don't you bring it out of your house?
You're asking good. You need to be taught how to eat? That's what I was bothered by. But he said, I'll tell you why. Take a look at Membeis and Membeis and Sukkah, guys. Take a look. The last, I never noticed this Rashi. Take a look at this. Membeis and Membeis. You have it there? I don't have Membeis in my Gemara. What is Membeis and Membeis? The last word on the Rashi. What does it say? You're going to take the lulav to a baki. And what is it going to teach you? It's unbelievable Rashi. Rashi Membeis and Membeis says what? Lilmot, Nanua, or Birkoso. What does Birkoso mean? To teach you the bracha? Membeis and Membeis, to teach you the bracha. What does it mean to teach you the bracha? You're going to have to go to a chacham to teach you a bracha. So there's a bracha of Al-Khilis Matzah. That's what he predicates his kashan. Why was it no Gzeir Darabba? Now we learned the Yushami, what happens if you carry the matzahs, Arbam, Shurabim? We said it was good or not?
Nope.
We said it was good in Yushalmi. Because mitzvah butter is only in the Chefsa. It's a peripheral isser. It's not a problem. So why don't you have to go to what? Why don't you have to go to a Chacham to teach you about this bracha? Why was an Ogzer Rabbah made on matzah? So the pashtus is, you can add on maybe to teach you with a seba and everything. Maybe to teach you with a seba, but that's a kashet. So maybe the Ogzer Rabbah was such birkoso. What about the bracha? There's a bracha of achilas matzah. Why did they make such a gzeira? So I want to give you the following answer. Let's get this, okay? And then we got to get the chumash. There's an amazing gemara in Sota from the Sefer Kleichem that wrote the Chem de Sisro on Daf Lamed Zayin. Rav Belenzon pointed this out to me. Amazing. There are four parts to a mitzvah. What are the four parts? Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Zayin. Lilmon Lamed, Lishvur Lassos. Lilmon lam nishmor lasos. So he wanted a taina like this. Listen to this. The Rashba asks, how do we blow so many blows of shofar? You only should blow 9. Why is it not Baal Tosef? So he says, lo toser, whatever the chum say goes. Right? We learned that. We mentioned it peripherally. I don't understand. How can you do gzer d'araba? Isn't that Baal Tigra? Isn't that Baal Tigra? The Rashba says, no, lo toser, whatever the chum say goes. So the Turi Evan asks, anytime you say, let's say a guy, God forbid, doesn't do a mitzvah. Let's say he doesn't shake a lulav. Is he over Baal Tigra? He says you're not over Baal Tigra. Baal Tigra is what do we say? Why are you filling a mitzvah? You subtract one of the parshias, right? He says you're not over Baal Tigra. So you know what the Chem de Sisro gives an amazing answer. He says, the truth of the matter is that every mitzvah has learning to do with it. You learn the halachas, how to do it. So you never get rid of a whole mitzvah. You never get rid of a whole mitzvah. Let's say a guy doesn't shake the lulav, but he learned the halachas. So they didn't get rid of the whole mitzvah of not shaking the lulav on Shabbos, because you're learning the halachas. So you didn't get rid of it completely. You follow me? That's what he says, the Rashba. That's how he wants to say this from Shad and Rashba. But when it comes to matzah, it's different. Why is it different when it comes to matzah? Who's chayv in matzah?
Everyone.
Even women. Are women chayv in the Talmud Torah? No, they're not. They're not chayv in the lilmod lami part. So all their chayv is in the maisa. So all there is chayv in the maisa, that's why they couldn't do gzeir rab on matzah. Because they would be over Baal Tigra. Because they'd be mevatel the whole thing. Don't tell me there's a learning part. The women don't have the learning part. So because of that, they couldn't make a gzeir rab. Because of that, they couldn't make a gzeirah rabbah. If they would get rid of matzah Friday night, then they would be over the issue of subtracting a mitzvah. Because every mitzvah has a learning part. But for the women, they're not chayvin talmud torah. And they're chayvin matzah. So for them, it would be bal tikkun. So therefore, we have to keep it. And therefore, there was no gzeirah rabbah ever meant, ever said by this. That's the chiddush of the Chemdis Yisrael. But lamaisa, called predicate on that Rashi, it says berkosel. I looked in the Biri Rashi and Sifti, he didn't even have anything on it. It says berkosel. Yes, Avra, real quick. Because we got to get the chumash, yeah.
Woman chayav to hear
shofar. I couldn't hear you.
Are women chayav to hear shofar?
Mitzvah says Shavan Groma, they're potter.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Super lulav. Okay. All right. Okay, guys, let's get the chumash now. Please chazer this over. Now, Sunday, I want to go viter in Yoni. Sunday, we're going to go viter in Sukkah. We didn't have time to get the Sukkah. Sunday, we're going to do Sukkah. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll probably do Pesach. Okay? Definitely Tuesday, Wednesday, will be better. But Sunday, I want to do Sukkah, definitely. Okay? Let's get to the following. Shabbos Agadol is this Shabbos. And the reason why it's called Shabbos Agadol is because the Mitzrayim, you know, worshiped the lamb, and we took the lamb, and they couldn't say anything. Shem made a nace. We left Mitzrayim on Thursday. Shabbos Agadol is the 10th of Nisan. You do it was on Shabbos. In fact, the Bach says, why don't we celebrate the 10th of Nisan as a holiday no matter what, even if it doesn't come out on Shabbos? She says, because that's when Miriam died. So there's a shtickle sadness on that day, so we didn't make it a Chag L'Dayrus. But there's a notion of Shabbos Agadol. And Shabbos Agadol is very, very connected to Parshas Sav. Because Parshas Sav, we open up the Korban Ola, which is Kaparan Hirurim. And you're supposed to use Zrizus. Ein Sav El Loshen Zaz Miyad L'Dayrus. That means that a Korban Ola is a voluntary Korban, but the Gemara says in Yuma that Hiruri Aver worse than the Aver itself. Now what does that mean? It means on a spiritual level. A person's head is not in the right place. Of course, doing the Maisa Aver is worse, but the Maisa as an Avodas Hashem, it's, and the Hirurim are worse. Because why is your head in the gutter? And whenever you bring an Ola, which is a voluntary Korban, you have to what? You have to show Zrizus. A lot of people think, well, if I'm volunteering, no big deal. If you volunteer in something, you have to treat it as if it's obligatory. And therefore the Torah says, you want to show Zrizus? Hashem says, I'll give you Zrizus even on a voluntary Korban. Because when you bring a Korban, you plug yourself in, that you're just as mechuyev as what? As when you were obligated. A lot of people think they're voluntary. No big deal, I'll come late, I won't put my kolchos in, chas v'sholom. When it comes to Avodah Hashem, you want to bring an Ola? And you're going to bring the Ola, you show it's Rizus like it's a Chiyuv. And that's why the whole thing is burnt up. You don't get nothing out of it. Only the Kohanim have the skins. But no one eats it. Because Hashem says when you volunteer, don't treat it like a second or third tier. I want you to treat it like a real Chiyuv. And the truth is the din of Zrizin Makdim, I'm going to teach you by an Ola. Alacrity for the Ola. You have to show alacrity for it. Because the Korban Pesach that we have, we mentioned in Shir, remember this roll you're supposed to eat the second day of lunch? Remember we said that?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to throw it out.
Put it in the fridge.
But the Korban Pesach, correct. Because the day when Haman got hung. The Korban Pesach has many rolls of Korbanos which I want to get to now. And this sets the stage with the Zrizus, I mean voluntary. The Korban Pesach is on one hand a Korban Shlomim. It's from the family of Korban Shlomim. You can't eat it. You have to finish it for Chatzos as a Korban Pesach. But Al Shlomim, you could eat the rest of what? The rest of the Zman. The rest of the evening, says the Rosh Hashanah. It's a tremendous Chiddush. And the truth is it has a Korban Todah element. And the Maharal says it's on the Haggadah. Who says Agomel in the Korban Todah? Someone got out of jail. We got out of jail. Someone's in the Midbar. We were in the Midbar. Someone who's in the what? Who comes off the sea? Kriyas Yamsuf. And also what? We're ill. Hashem didn't give us any, not getting diseases as if you were ill. And Hashem healed you. The Maharal's Mazmur that Nagada. The Korban Pesach has the role of a Korban Todah. It's not just Shlomim, it's a Todah too. And it's a Todah of Chinuch. Because a Todah of Chinuch has no Chometz. Classical Todah has Chometz with it, like we learned today. Has Matzahs and also Chometz. But not a Korban Todah of Chinuch. We initiated our Amanifcha, we became the chosen people. Chinuch is initiation. Initiation. We start off. Any korban Torah that's a chinuch, it cannot have chametz. It's a gemara. In fact, Rashi writes in the Ksav Yadim and Nochas Tafayin Tess, it's a chiv to bring a Torah. It's a chiv. Do you know what else? The Meshech Chachma says the korban Pesach can be a korban of geiris. Do you know if you have a gear that converts right before Pesach, a gear's got to bring a korban. Korban Pesach counts. Korban Pesach has the role of a korban of geiris too. It's amazing. So you have the role of Shlomen, Toda, Chinuch, and what else? That it's a korban of geiris. It has all these four components of korban Pesach. And that's what we eat this row on the second day. But what I want to bring out is this concept of having the ability, the wherewithal to realize that when we do Avodas Hashem, we think that we're just doing chiyuvim. But anything that you do extra and above is not just what dessert. If you engage in something that is what voluntary, you have to treat it like it's a chiyuv. You have to put your whole heart into it. 100%. When you sit at the table, on the Shabbos table, which we don't have a mizbeach nowadays, but we have our shulchan, which is our mizbeach. What do? You have guests there. You have zmiris. And you eat. You have all those three elements. When you bring your own korban, a korban what? The voluntary korban, a korban shlomen. The kohanim eat it, the mizbeach eats it, and you eat it. That's our shulchan. Everything you do in life, you have to try to sanctify the mundane. That's what the Rav Zatzal will speak about many times. Everything you do in life, ask yourself, this action that I'm going to do, is Shem Shamayim Yisai V'Yadacha, did Hashem's name become more beloved or not through my action or not? If it didn't, then don't do it. There's ways to get out of it. You don't alienate your friends, we talked about. You don't have to be holy out of doubt, but you have to get out of it. And you have to think about how you're going to do it. Because if you don't, then the Shem Shemaim is not Misai V'Yadach. And that's what Korban Pesach is a new time of Yitzchatshus. That's what Nissan is all about. Nissan and Pesach is all about Yitzchatshus, a renewal. To make a pledge of allegiance. That I'm going to what? I'm going to do my base chiyuvim, and I'm going to do everything that's ever over and the above. But how am I going to treat over and the above? Oh, it's extra, so what? So during Ben Hezman, I'm not in yeshiva. So you don't go to Minyan? But you treat it in a way that what? Dani, you're mechuyev. You're mechuyev. You're just as mechuyev. You have a break, you know, you don't let one day go without learning. The morning and the evening. You want to relax in the day? That's fine, of course. But to treat the notion of korban ola, alacrity for the ola. Why did Hashem give Zrius on the ola? Was to show all the chiyuvim and everything involuntary, it's all one package deal. It's all one package deal, and that's it. And show the alacrity for the chiyuvim, also the things you put above. And that's what the korban pesach brings to the table. It's a thanks to Hashem. It's also a geiris, and it's also renewal. And that's what we try to do when it comes to what? When it comes to Pesach. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Let's dive in Mincha. And on Sunday we'll continue in Sukkah. Sunday we do Sukkah, and then we'll see you on Monday. Have a good Shabbos. Good to see you. Donnie, the daven for the Yom. Let's go. Are you diving already? Okay. Have a good Shabbos.